And we'll go ahead and get started again here. Welcome back, folks, to Republic of Texas Radio. This is July 2nd, 2023, a couple of days before Independence Day or Fireworks Day or whatever you want to, you know, enjoy. We'll get back with and let Sherry have a little talk here. How you doing, Sherry?
Okay. You know, and all this distraction, entertainment things Andy was just talking about, it's really keeping us from using our intuition and perception, because it's just like if you're in a room and or you're somewhere and somebody comes in and you just get a bad vibe from them. You know, we've all had that happen. And I imagine that happens in the city a lot. But I grew up in a big household, and I used to go out and weed the garden voluntarily just to be by myself sometimes.
All right. I remember those days.
You know, but because nobody would go out there willingly and weed the garden. But, it wasn't like we just kind of lived on the edge of a small town, you know, and one time, me and one of my brothers ran away from home. We were only gone 3 hours. When we came back, nobody missed us.
No, because you came back before dinner time. You got kicked out of the house, you know, in the morning, and it's like, well, maybe be back for lunch, but, you know, definitely be back before dark and in dinner time, you know.
No.
And that was the way I grew up, too, you know. It's like we weren't expected to be anywhere around. We'd disappear for, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours, depending on what time of day it was. And
as long as you got your chores done.
It was nothing at that point in time.
Exactly, Sherry. And not only that, if you did come back for lunch, they did fix your sandwich and get the hell out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
Get back outside. They pushed you outside. I used to ride my bike all over. You know, I lived in Spokane, Washington, and that's, 320,000 people. But I was up the hills, down the hills, around the hills, all over the place riding my bike. But as long as I came home before it was dark, I was good to go. And I wasn't wearing a helmet. I wasn't wearing knee pads or anything. I was riding wheelies. I mean, life, the whole concept of life has been turned into a big safety issue. And in the name of safety, they've done so much to this nation.
Give up your freedom for perceived safety, yes. Yeah.
Well, it just makes me it just makes me sick to see all these small kids carrying a phone.
Oh, yes. Yes, ma'am.
I just have no... I think they're doomed. Anyway, let somebody else on. Take care.
All right, Lynn.
Sherry. Thank you.
We do have a couple other callers here, and we've got Lauren and then Lynn on after her. But you know, Sherry said, you know, I don't know. I don't care how many deer you've got on your property or cows. It's like hell. I've got a deer in my house. You know.
He sure does. This is the cutest little thing I've ever seen.
Anyway, I guess, Andy, unless you've got another spout of wisdom to put out here, we'll go ahead and take Lauren, and then we'll take Lynn after
I want to talk to my sweetheart, Lauren. Bring Lauren.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Howdy, sweetheart.
So my mom used to say, don't come in unless you're bleeding. They'd kick us out in the morning, come in unless you're bleeding.
And you didn't want to be bleeding because they put Mercurochrome on it. You know, we always called it monkey blood. That stuff stung like hell. You tried to stay safe. You didn't want any road rashes or anything else because you were going to get monkey blood put on it. Damn, that hurt like hell.
Oh, my God. Well, I was just listening when... I'm telling you what, I'm just running my rear end off. You know, I was trying to tell people 3 years ago what was... I know, but I didn't really want it. I mean, not like this, because it's just bad. I mean, it is bad. I was telling people 3 years ago, I remember telling Mike Rivero, don't take that shot, and I told him why. And I told him what it did, what was in it. And now he's reporting on what was in it, and it's a snafu. It's not a snafu. They did this to you. They attacked you. And if we can't address it,
Lauren, these aren't side effects. They are effects.
That's right.
They're not sighted. It's not some incidental thing. It was all planned to be this way. It's a perfect freaking weapon.
And this is my point. And I am getting cut off of radio shows, you know, the local show. I'm not allowed to talk about COVID. It's over. And I was like, no, it's not over. Well, we're not going to talk about it until the studies come in. And I'm like, shit, lady, excuse me, lady, 3 years later. And I know, the only time I swear is when I talk about politics or when they're killing people. And I just get red. But I got this lady who tried to shut me down at a party last night. And she was like, we don't talk to her about that. And I was like, excuse me, because this young girl, she has a baby. And I said, hey, are you vaccinating the baby? And the great-grandmother decided she was going to, you know, cut me off. Oh, no, we're her family. I was like, well, family needs to be educated, too. I mean, you know. So I just kept right on. And she was like, I'm leaving. And I'm like, honey, you can get up and go. I don't mind. I said, this is a grown woman with a baby now. She's got responsibilities. And to know the information, you should be encouraging that. These people don't want other people to know either. So it's a fight. It's a battle. But anyway, with regard to the city, when God and, you know, Abraham and Lot were in the wilderness and their men were fighting, and God said, just spread out. You need more room. Well, Abraham went one way. Lot went down to the city. Do you remember? See, you guys aren't Bible people,
yeah.
But...
Yeah, I know.
Okay, and then when he left, his wife was turned to a pillar of salt. He said, leave and don't look back, because that's not the way you're supposed to live. Well, she was pining for all her comforts, you know, shopping at the grocery store, you know, getting your nails done. And so what happens is we make people soft, and then they want soft. And that's what we've got. This is the fourth turning. Now it's you're either going to do the right thing or you're going to die. And the bottom line is, the Bible says men's hearts will fail them for fear. You keep running to get those shots, thinking somehow or another the people who said they were going to destroy you. If you look at the protocols of the elders of Zion, I think it's protocol 10, verse 19, or the other way around. But it says, we will inject them with disease. And they are! And with your consent, and then you sign and be
responsible
for your own damage.
I stopped and talked with her, and she started telling me about all of the, you know, they're very, you know, very social, you know, like I said, you know, go to dinner with the governor type people, you know, those right clubs and everything else, you know, and she starts telling me about all these friends that she has that have all these weird ailments and everything, and she looks at me and she goes, what do you think, could it be their diet? And I'm like, Coraline, their diet, their water, and you want to know, you know, when did these people were healthy up until what, a year and a half ago, and then they started getting sick. I can tell you one thing, you know, I said, it's the damn vaccines. And she said, oh, I don't believe that. And I said, I didn't want to talk about it, you know, but you asked me, and I told you what my truth is and what I perceive, and I got in my truck and drove off. You know, because
yeah, but don't
because
say
that
my
way,
truth.
You know, because they
don't
took
say
the vaccine,
don't
they
say
don't
wanna... my truth. It's not your truth. It's the truth. And the way that this works is you either get in the way, you get with the truth and L-I-V-E live, or you stay away from the truth and you E-V-I-L and you die. The devil's come to kill.
Let me destroy. Let me dive in here though. Just with this entire vaccination network that they got going on, doesn't that show how how dumbed down that they've made the American public? They've
convinced us
that we can't live on this planet without these shots. And people
it's not their fault.
Over 200 and some odd million people in our nation took this
Okay,
this
but
shot,
it's not the wicked people's fault. It's the people who won't pay attention. It's like, okay, I'm going to give you an example.
Absolutely.
You guys, wait. This is a perfect example. You guys, not sure the Bible's true, not sure God is God. You know, again, one of the hosts, the playmate in the sky. All this mocking and making fun of what is real and the only thing that can save you, the truth. And so what happens is, because we reject what is, you know, God is the I am, so truth just is. So you can have whatever feelings or opinions, or the men in white coats said this, or the men in black robes said that. They don't make truth. There's the truth. And then where you are relative to it. God made you. He didn't make you with a shortage of, you know, drugs in your body. So you don't need drugs. He gave you everything you need to live if you do it his way. Now, if you do it men's way, I'm going to live in the city. I'm going to eat genetically engineered food. Did you see where they just had aspartame came out? Oops, it causes cancer. Well, no, No crap, Sherlock.
All these women have been powdering their private parts with Johnson & Johnson baby powder and powdering your baby.
And my mother died of ovarian cancer.
My mother died of ovarian cancer, and yet
she used baby powder. I got her Premarin because I was a drug rep and I could get it free. Unopposed estrogen. Guess what it causes? Cancer. So that's what I'm saying. Good people, I'm a good person. I thought I was doing the right thing. Oh, look, I'm getting my mom free samples because I'm a drug rep. No, I helped kill my mother. And it's funny because my aunt said she didn't feel right. She stopped taking it. She's 90 on July 5th.
Living by
herself.
That leads me to my question for you. So when you were, and you've already said this yourself, you were a drug pusher. You were a pharmaceutical rep. So, and you were talking about fingernails and stuff like that. When you were a pharmaceutical rep, you were in nice clothes and you had your fingernails done too, right? You've had a...
No. You dressed nicely.
Manicure.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I never manicured. Yeah. I always did my own nail. I'm not that kind of girl. I never was. But no, I looked, I was well-dressed. I smelled nice.
Every pharmaceutical
I was well-educated. I did
like
my job well,
doll.
And I was good at it. So I killed a lot of people. And, you know, all you can do is move to the right way. Repent. Yeah. I turned from what was broken and went to what worked.
I'd love to have a conversation, but we've got Lynn in Maryland hanging on the line. And, you know,
I love the conversation.
Hours, Lauren,
and
you know,
God bless you guys. I miss
you.
I have to work so much. I miss you guys. Okay. Have a beautiful rest of the day. A beautiful Independence Day. Read the documents, guys. Remember, you're supposed to be independent of the government, not dependent on them.
It's not 4th of July. It's not
July. The new holiday is going to be Interdependence Day. That's going to be the new UN Day. Interdependence Day.
I'm waiting for them to change the coinage, if there is going to be coinage, to e unum pluribus, out of one many. You know, it used to be the other way around. You know, it's like you know, we came together and we were supposed to be this great country, the United States of America. We'll take anyone in and just become one of us. You know, e pluribus unum. It's now e unum pluribus. You know, now they're dividing us. They're tearing us apart.
Yeah, but we have all the power to stop it. All we have to do is repent and go back to what works. Yep. Obey the Ten, even if you're not a Christian.
Yeah,
the Ten Commandments,
we can get together. Forever.
Okay, love you guys.
Love you, Carl.
Love you too, Lauren. Take care of yourself.
We've got to get on and let Lynn and Marilyn in here for a little bit. All right. Do we have Lynn? Are you still hanging on?
Howdy. Good morning,
Lynn.
Morning, fellas. I appreciate you. Actually, this isn't the reason I called, but I could listen to y'all talk to Lauren, and I'd wait forever, and I always enjoy listening to Lauren.
Heated with that woman. You can tell she's got some passion, and we've had some conversations, you know, offline, on private phone calls. And
I need some of that energy, believe me. This isn't the reason I was calling,
Go ahead. Well, I met Lauren. I'll tell you what he just said. She is full of energy. This woman is above 60, let's put it that way, or at 60, something like that. And she's like the Energizer Bunny. You just go shopping with her in the grocery store. You got to run to keep up with her, you know? The woman is everything that she portrays herself on the radio. I just want to give you some of that because you said you could listen to her forever.
Oh, yeah. I love listening to Lauren. She energizes the rest of us, and she's right.
Yep.
She's absolutely, you know, I appreciate her wisdom, along with her energy and her lack of patience when it comes to evil, because, believe me, we all get there.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I listened to Frank Gaffney the other night, which I don't usually listen to because, you know, I listen to propaganda on all sides. But he actually had on Peter McCullough, and do you know, in 90 days of giving out the Pfizer shot, which was the first shot other than J&J, there were 1,233 deaths in the first 90 days.
Oh.
Back in the early, was it 90s? When they had the other flu, there were only 53 deaths when they stopped the flu shot. I think it was the swine flu.
No, you're talking about the 1970s.
There were 53 deaths, and they stopped the shots.
Yeah.
So, okay, but that wasn't why I was calling. I actually crack up when I listen to that. 3D thing because, let's put that under the tarp. Wait a minute. Let's talk about the excavator and the hole in the ground that you had to have a permit to do, because God knows, where I live, you're not even supposed to cut down a tree in your yard, though I'm not, I didn't listen to that. And, but, okay, number of rooms, which could have stacked them? Okay, but the concrete thing is the thing that always cracks me up, because I'm like, concrete has no strength to begin with. That's why you have rebar and mesh, and you know, got to hold it together with something other than water. And so, okay, polymer concrete, but you know what? And then, but Brad's looking for a partner, folks. I'm right up here. And then I'm thinking, wait a minute, plumbing, electricity, water, storage. Not to mention protection. Let's see, when they did the nuclear blast at the Bikini Atoll thing, the thing was under all kinds of sand except the very front that had, you know, God knows what kind of Faraday crap doors. But the facility had 3 foot thick walls and it barely survived. Now I am sure that's not 3 foot thick polymer concrete crud in a 3D printer. And so anyway, but I wish them all the luck. Then yet I was thinking, I think I might want steel walls, you know, something that actually, you know, helps protect me so I'm in my own big Faraday cage. You know? But I want some, I want some piping in there too. So, but why are you putting the 3D printer under a tarp when you got a big hole that satellites have already seen what you're doing?
Well, but not only that, though, Lynn, the person who came out to is reporting his job, is recording that. Then you got to have an inspector, apparently, you know, got to come out. So if you think you found a place to hide, it's everything's above board. All the contractors come out to put your plumbing in, your electrical in, put the roof on for whatever. Maybe it's a 3D roof. I don't know. It would just be interesting to have the guy who actually is offering this to RBN people. It'd be interesting to hear. Tell us more about how you're going to do this.
Just look at the technology that we do have access to. You know, they call it Google Earth. You know, if I gave everyone out there, if I put my address out, you could go on Google Earth and you could look at everything on my ranch. You could see my pond, my backhoe, my trucks, you know, everything. You know, granted, you know, it's the more you pay, the closer to real time, you know, that you get. But you know, anyone can go on Google Earth, you know, and look, you know, or the cars that drove up and down alleys, you know, and took pictures of people's backyards and everything, you know, that there is no privacy anymore, you know, everything, you know, I talked to the county assessors, you know, and I said, you know, he showed up out here, and I'm like, well, he said, well, do you mind if I take pictures? And I said, can I stop you? I said, I thought you guys did all this stuff by Google Earth, and he's like, well, normally we do, but periodically we come out just to check on certain places. And I'm like, yeah, okay, right, yeah, you know. So if I say no, what, is there going to be a gun battle? No, you can't take pictures of my place. It's like, all he has to do is go on frickin' Google Earth, and he can see everything I've got and everything that's built and all the barns and everything else out here. They don't need to come out. They're just being intrusive, you know. And I was very rude to this little son of a bitch, but, you know, but there would have been a gun battle if I would have said, no, you can't take pictures. Get off my frickin' property, you know.
There's their problem.
You know, my best friend, the sheriff, you know, his deputies would have been out here, and they're like, we're taking pictures whether you like it or not, you know?
Yeah, but that's the thing is that when you say no, they get more intrusive. That's why it's so hard for people to say no.
You target yourself.
But you know what?
We
need to practice no. It doesn't even matter what it's about anymore. It's kind of like calling into a program or Washington Journal. And what the first couple times you do something like that, you think, oh, I sounded like an idiot. I forgot to say what I was going to plan to say. And it's like, it's okay. You know what? It takes practice. But the thing about no is you never need to give an explanation for it. Because as soon as they get you into that loop, you're not going to win. They're going to talk you out of it or around it, and you'll end up with a damn meter on your house. And if you just say no, you can stand up.
I'm going to have to say no more talking right now. The break is coming up. But stay with us. We'll talk after the break here. Hang on.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
So here we fight all through the night, going
at it now. Welcome back, folks. You know, we've got my friend Lynn in Maryland here, you know. And you know, Lynn lives in Maryland, but she's like, I think she could, like, get a straw and make a spit wad out of a piece of toilet paper and walk outside and hit the damn Capitol. You know, she lives right near the belly of the beast out there. And I know she doesn't mind me saying this because she's very vocal. She calls her congressman and she calls radio stations, and she's as active in trying to, you know, put out as much information and trying to get the truth out there, what's really happening, as anyone, you know. But she lives very deep in the belly of the beast. I mean, just right on the outskirts of it, you know. And, you know, God bless her. You know, she sent me this book, and folks, you know, I've read a lot of things, and but you know, I'm trying to revert to Baby Deer World and everything. But you know, Lynn, I'll get this book and I'll read 15, 20, 30 pages of it, and I've got to sit back and just say, man, this is just disturbing. You know what? You know what? Because the person that wrote this book is one of the insiders. It's kind of like, you know, Zbigniew Brzezinski or you know, Carol Quigley, or you know, one of these people. You know, the insiders writing this book, and it's just creepy, scary. It's very disturbing. But thank you for sending me.
DARPA funded. The woman should have horns. I mean, honest to God, and that technology is just rampant. People can't wait to get the latest model of their Fitbit, and I don't have any doubt that a lot of people's earbuds aren't already taking their EEGs. You know, they're just, because look, they gave LSD to how many people without even telling them under MKUltra?
Exactly.
I actually read Ted Kuczynski's manifesto.
I've done a little bit of that myself, but I always knew I was taking it. It was never slipped into me, you know, in a glass of Kool-Aid or anything. So I kind of knew what to expect, you know. But someone going to a party and being handed a glass of Kool-Aid and drinking LSD, if you didn't know what was coming, folks, yes, I can see how very many people just flipped out and went totally insane, because it's a very internal experience. I don't know how, you can't really describe what it does to you. But yes, and I'm not proud of it, but yes, it was part of my younger life.
News last night, Alan, they actually, the other thing, you know, whatever that one drug is, but also psilocybin, that they don't know how to pronounce it,
magic mushrooms.
They've actually approved it for depression and psychiatric things. But who wants to go do a trip in a hospital? It's like, you know, I love psilocybin. I mean, I think that, you know, there's a reason Indians like psilocybin. It's nice and it's spiritual and it's mellow and it's not like acid. And,
I've done a whole lot, but I've done nature.
It's been a long, long time. But it's a mushroom. I mean, the damn things grow. It's a plant. Actually, Maryland approved marijuana for personal use, and you can grow up to two plants. I'm like, where do you get the seeds?
Lynn, so there's a reason. Look at marijuana, and we call it weed. It grew wildly, and somebody someday figured out, hey, let's put that in a pipe, or however they decided to inject. Maybe they ingested it first. We don't really know. But we found that there was a whole lot of qualities to it. I'm talking about when marijuana was found. I don't even know when it was, but I'm pretty sure
it was good. It reduces eye pressure for glaucoma.
Right.
Yeah. I understand the marijuana today has been, it's not the marijuana we smoked. It's much stronger, so they probably modified it and the hybrids God knows what.
It's HMO again.
GMO.
GMO, yeah. What's funny about it is that now that they found a way to make money, so they legalized it. But then there's so many regulations. I've watched interviews with people who own the place. They're being taxed out of business, especially in California. They're being taxed out of business, you know. But B, there's so many strict things they have to use, and you have to use their fertilizer and all this stuff. And so they got complete control of the marijuana industry. So I would be suspect of anything coming out of your, so-called legal weed stores and stuff, because anytime the government puts their hand in anything, we end up with a disaster. And we got to keep remembering that these guys have been trying to depopulate us since they came up with the condom or the birth control. They've been trying to depopulate us. They've given us reasons not to reproduce. They tried to get us to not reproduce on our own. And now that we won't stop reproducing, they're destroying our reproduction system, and they're just killing us out right now. So if we keep this depopulation thing in mind, pretty much everything falls in place. You can put the puzzle together a lot quicker.
But they're genetically engineering the rest of us. I actually have been reading some books that just shock me. I mean, and I shouldn't get shocked, because it goes much further than any of us, you know, even in sci-fi movie, has come to life. It's come to life.
And Lynn, I don't use the word shocked or angry or mad. I get very disgusted and I get disturbed, you know. Like you, nothing really shocks me anymore, but sometimes you see it and it's just very disturbing. You know, it's like, it doesn't really shock you, because you kind of knew in the back of your brain, even if it's something that you, like the book you sent me, you know, it's like, I knew all this was going on, but the detail, you know, of what they're doing, you know, with all this, you know, brain reading technology and everything, you know, it disturbs me very much. It doesn't really shock me. Nothing very, very much shocks me anymore. But hey, there's the music again, Lynn. We don't have the privacy of our own thoughts.
We're in trouble.
We'll carry you over at the bottom of the hour here. Hang on, Lynn.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So here we fight all through the night, going at it now. It's tooth and nail.
All right, folks. Welcome back. Bottom of the hour, we got a long segment here, another short segment. We've got Sherry, Lynn in Maryland on the phone with us here, and we'll finish up with that. I understand we've got Art in Georgia and Lark in Texas on the line afterwards. So, Lynn, any last parting thoughts you have for us here today?
Yep, I'll be real quick because I can't wait to listen to the other folks calling in. This afternoon on C-SPAN 2, Francis Fukuyama is going to be on In Depth, which is a two-hour live program that people can call in. I don't watch TV, so I'll listen to the re-air next week on the radio, but just in case anybody's interested. Okay, thank you guys very, very much. And remember, if you're using Google Earth, you can even go under the water and see what's happening. Went in at an angle. Okay.
It's a pleasure and a stranger. Thank you, Lynn. Lynn's one of my RBN friends and family. You know, we talk periodically. She gives me a call, and we talk. You know, just a wonderful woman doing what she can, you know, in this nightmare we're in. And, Andy, any thoughts before we bring Art on?
No, but I do want to say that book that you're reading that she sent you sounds like it's a good read, and it sounds like she knew you'd like it before she sent it to you, and that's awesome. She gave it some thought. It wasn't just a random book, and she is sweetheart.
Yeah, Lynn not only hears, but she listens, and yes, she knows my mindset, and she sent me this book, and, you know, it's very disturbing, but, you know, it's like reading Zbigniew Brzezinski or something. You know, this is an insider talking about the technology that's there. You know, kind of like, you know, I'm still freaked out about the financial investment initiative in 2017, you know, that was held in Saudi Arabia, and I watched the opening ceremonies to this, and these little techies up there saying, for a majority of the population, they can tell 200% better what you will do tomorrow than you know yourself, you know. They were talking about it as fact because they had access to billions and billions of data points, and they know exactly where you are. Do you stop at, you know, and get a coffee in the morning? Where do you stop to get a breakfast burrito on the way to work? Et cetera, et cetera. You know, it just, these little sons of bitches were up there on stage just smug as could be. We can tell, for a majority of the population, we can tell 200% better what you will do tomorrow than you know yourself. And they were,
and that makes
them,
they were
stating it as fact, not a possibility. So,
well, no,
anyway,
let's see
what Art has to say.
Hey, Art?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Howdy.
Just one correction real quick, and then we'll move on. Mushrooms are not plants. They are a fungi. So we want to make sure we classify them correctly. We don't want to offend the little mushrooms. and on that note, I couldn't resist the temptation to use that to segue into what I called in about. You said something right there, right off the bat with the first caller when you two were talking at the very beginning about being worried about calling someone sir and offending them. You know, I don't really care who I offend at this point. And here's what I've been telling people. I hear people talk about, well, Dylann Roof, blah, 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 and she, blah, 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 and then want to try to, but she's not a woman, she's a man. Well, why are you continuously calling him a she? See, we need to start thinking more about our language, because every time we refer to people like, whether it be Dylann Roof or whoever, as a she, well, you're giving legitimacy to their claim. You have to be more aware of your language and the words you use, and stop calling these people what they're not.
Well, that was the object, Art. Yeah, it does make sense, and what really makes sense is that they're trying to make us not make sense of it. You see what I'm saying? So we really do have to get our pronouns right. But it's reversed.
Well,
it's in reverse.
The term man and woman, guys, you know? It's like in today's world, what do I call myself? You know, an air-breathing bipedal mammal with dangling hardware? I mean, you know, you can't use man or woman or anything, you know, but that's offensive. So what the hell do you call yourself?
We've
tolerated way too much. We don't have an intolerance problem. We do have a tolerance problem. And I believe the first person I heard, I believe that was Dave Hodges or someone said that, you know, it's like, we don't have a problem with tolerance and with intolerance. We've got a problem with tolerating way too much. And it's gotten us to this point.
And that takes us to the retreat mode too. That's why we're retreating, because we're tolerant. And that's what they want us to do. They want us to back away from our lives. That's what we're doing, because every time they take something away from us, look, if your city has a gay pride parade and you see stuff on TV and their winky ganks are all over the place and stuff like that, you don't want to go downtown anymore. I mean, it's just going to make you retreat from that neighborhood. You're not going to go down to that parade. You know, maybe you had something planned downtown that day, but that parade was the things that they're doing is just taking us away from society as we know it. And that's what they're trying to do, is throw us onto a tailspin. Hey, wait, everything's going crazy, and we just go crazy with it.
Yeah, and you mentioned the gay pride parades. I was watching a video yesterday about what was going on out in Oakland and all of that, and New York and their gay pride. I mean, they got fully grown men on bicycles, stark butt naked, and children are right there. It's like, when did we stoop? When did our sense of morality and decency become so alien to people that they cannot see just how obscene and unacceptable their behavior is? It's crazy.
And my friend, this is what the educational system and the internet have done to the world. You know, when your 6-year-old can watch the raunchiest porn at the click of a button, you know, how well balanced are they going to be? They don't even know what sex is yet, but they've watched it their whole freaking life, you know, because their parents gave them a smartphone. You know, you're talking about at these parades, you know, these trendy little mothers, you know, have their kids out there, you know, and the guys riding by with their wankers hanging out, you know, just in full view. I mean, you know, what? Do you think that child's going to grow up being very well adjusted, or do you think he's going to grow up being perverted, having sex with a dog?
Well, give it some thought here, gentlemen. Give us some thought. George Soros and his clan of people, and I'm sure it's not just George Soros. He's not handing money to people. So he's got a whole group of people. But they've got the people in all the major cities in all the proper positions. Because in Seattle, they had this thing going on where they said, well, no, if you voluntarily bring your child down there, then they've gotten parents' permission to. And so that shows the dementedness of parents today. Why would you take your kid to a gay pride parade? Do you suspect he's gay? How would you know? He's 5 years old. How do you know when somebody's gay? Oh, he just looks gay. I mean, how do we determine this? So they've demented this. I'm telling you, man, if there's anything true in the Bible, it's the Noah story. If there is a God.
Andy, unfortunately, I'm going to have to break in here. And Art, you know, we've got Larkin behind you, and we're coming up to the last of the show here. Any last parting words of wisdom for us, you know, and we'll bring Lark on after that.
Yeah, on that issue of the 3D bunkers, you said they're above board. It's called permits. So there is no anonymity in these bunkers. It's all, in my opinion, it's a lie. But anyway, thanks, guys. Y'all have a great one.
Yeah, you know, on that subject, like out here on my ranch, I don't have to have a permit to build, you know, something underground, to build a barn. but the assessor's office, if they see that you built a new barn, when they fly over, you know, and look at Google Earth and do their searches, you know, there's a little red flag. Well, we say you've got a new barn, so we're going to tax you more, you know. The concrete companies themselves log every load of concrete that goes out, where it goes to, what the consistency is, and basically what it's being used, you know, to build. And, anyway, you know, that's just the control, the invasion of privacy. No one understands privacy anymore. I do, but I'm fighting so hard against it, you know, because everyone else around me has a freaking smartphone. And the first thing, you know, they wake up in the morning, they don't reach for a cup of coffee or a cigarette. They reach for their smartphone, you know. Anyway, with that, we'll bring Larkin, Texas, on. How you doing, my friend? Been a while since I talked with you.
Hey, Larkin. How you doing, my friend?
Not too bad. I hope you don't mind I button in here. But, you know, 112 years ago, hey, hello?
Go ahead, Lark. Yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
Yeah, please don't interrupt me so I can get it out in one breath, if you don't mind. Thank you. 112 years ago, a man by the name of Frederick Winslow Taylor wrote something called The Principles of Scientific Management. This was during the Industrial Age, in which he said, in the past, the man has been first. In the future, the system must be first. Now, this book was used as a Bible of sorts by the likes of Vladimir Lenin and Leon Trotsky in the orchestration of what we know today in history is the Bolshevik Revolution. This is the book. When we talk about scientific management, we're talking about governance. Governance is not the same as mind control or government. Governance is management. So in the future, we can depend on enlightened opinions of the scientists and the experts to rule over all, a la technocracy and so forth, right? But the truth is, what we're failing to miss is that we have a brand new system that has a name because it is attached to a law that's being superimposed upon all nation states in the world at the same time, because we now live in the information age. We live in a time of instant communication and hyperconnectivity, right? So how do you knit such a system together of scientific management? Well, they're doing it with things like man's contrivances in an effort to literally weaponize man against man. It's a system in which men and women are literally weaponized against each other unbeknownst to themselves because they're compartmentalized. They don't have the whole picture. The left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. And so,
no, Lark, it has been changed from e pluribus unum to e unum pluribus. You know, they're dividing, they're splitting us. They're men against women, blacks against whites, blacks against Chinese. You know, Chinese against Mexicans. You know, everything is being turned on its head, and it's completely different from what this country was, even the perception that we're giving. You know, that this country was. You know, we all become one. You know, now it's like now you can't be one. You've got to be this weird diverse group.
I'll tell you what I think is important. You have to actually come to grips. If you talk about being such a moral guy or a moral gal or what have you, you have to come to grips that if you are a part of a system, that includes an economic system, in which man is weaponized against man. Well, what is your role in that? See, I understand about pharma reps that, you know, they make so much money, they go out and buy a piece of property in Montana, and they set themselves up so they can be independent, self-reliant, and then they write books about how they have got it all figured out now, you know, and they do book tours. And, you know, and I look at someone like myself. I spent 25 years in the food service industry. What was I doing? I was poisoning people.
Yeah.
Okay? You have to ask yourself.
Inadvertently, yes. But, yes, you were part of it. Most of us have been part of it at one time or another. Large.
It's real simple. If you want to solve the
problem, we stay out as much as we can. But, yes.
It's real simple. If you want to solve this problem, you have to ask yourself. You got to look yourself in the mirror. Are you compliant, complacent, or complicit? If you're one, you're all three. And that's the straight and skinny of it all. Okay? A lot of people, they will jawbone all day long about this and that, but they don't want to talk about anything like the C word or the C people. Because, you know, Newsweek magazine had a cover years ago. It was called "We Are All Socialists Now." And depicted on that cover, besides the headline, can I finish? Was a red hand, was a red hand shaking hands with a blue hand, okay? The red hand was supposed to represent the GOP, which was founded as a Marxist party. And the blue hand was said to represent the Democrat Party. But what people don't realize is in 05 or thereabouts, they switched the party colors. And they did it for a reason. We're looking at the gloved hand of socialism. You know, that conceals the iron fist. But what needs to be said is that this, when we talk about the C word, what we're really talking about is the C people. Okay? And the elephant in the room that no one wants to talk about. We're talking about an ism, a school of thought, which has enveloped the world and taken over people's minds. Okay, this whole culture is an internet culture today, and it's disgusting. And then, that's the long and the short of it. Go on YouTube, look up Problem Reaction Solution, PKL Media, number two.
Hey, Lark, on this subject, Lark, you know, you're talking about the C word, and I know which one you're talking about, you know. But, you know, you don't hear that word, you know, except for coming from you and a few other people. You don't hear that word.
Alan,
you know,
there's a reason for that,
I was watching RT News one day, and it was some UN representative, some little chick, you know, and she came on and she said, "I'm sure what we did here today will make all the communitarians out there very happy." And I was like, "What?" You know, because you don't hear that word. But yes, it is part of the plan. I understand it, Lark, very well.
Let me finish. One second. Let me finish, and I'm done.
I got a question for you, though.
Okay, but let me tell you something. This C word, this communitarian ideal, this ideology, this philosophy, this system, this law, this language, it's been embraced by the GOP, too. Senator Mike Lee.
Yes.
Listen to me. Senator Mike Lee, a Republican, communitarian. Rick Santorum, red diaper baby, communitarian. John Huntsman, look him up, J-O-N, John Huntsman, Jr., communitarian. This stuff is right in your face. And of course, they're not going to be talking about it at the water cooler at work. They're not going to say the word on the TV. You're not going to read it in your local paper. So no wonder no one talks about it, because it's a specialized thing. That book, The Principle of Scientific Management, was written as a monograph. Look it up. The Principles of Scientific Management was written as a monograph. And anyway, y'all go ahead. Say whatever you want.
Hey, Andy, just 1 second, Andy. We got two more callers. I'm going to skip this next break, guys.
Oh.
All
right. Okay.
Go ahead, Andy.
No. In the interest of time, I think we're coming up on this. But no, I just wanted to say, how come you've reduced yourself? Because you usually come out with communitarian. How come you've come up with the C word? Is it been that tough to bring up? I mean, because you call it
because
the C word.
You're damn right. You're damn right it's been tough to bring, because I've been attached to this network since 2009, and I can't get a conversation going. Okay, and I'm just a dumb
you
former
did Rainbow
cook.
Show that night. That was pretty good. That was a good conversation. You got to have a
yeah,
conversation
but
with Rainbow,
let me tell
remember?
You something.
Yeah.
But the problem is, it doesn't transfer. Okay, it doesn't go from one mind to the next, so they actually focus on it as something worthy of discussion. People don't even there's not a single person on this network that can tell you what communitarian law is and why you should care about it. There's not a single person attached to this network that can tell you.
Well,
I've been at this since 2009.
I understand it. Can I tell you word for word what it is? But no, I understand exactly what you're talking about. I understand the term. I understand what it's doing. I do. Can I tell you, fact for fact, like a frickin', law student, that went and got indoctrinated into communitarianism? No. But I understand perfectly what you're talking about, my friend. I really do.
Well, let me tell you something. The whole thing is reducible to this one simple fact. It is a system in which the people themselves have been weaponized against each other. It is a system of gangsterism, which is organized crime made illegal. And if you're a doctor, if you're a nurse, and if you're an attorney, you've been weaponized against the people.
Mark, unfortunately, we've got a couple other callers. I've got to give you a call again. It's been a while since we've talked. I'll have to give you a call, and we can talk for, an
maybe
hour
we can
or two
do a
hours,
group
whatever.
Call. We can do a group call. Yeah. Let's do that. We'll see what happens.
Lark, thank you, man. We got a couple other callers right here at the end, and unfortunately, like I said, we could talk for months on these subjects, and I would love to do it, but we've got a very limited amount of time. You understand that, my friend. And thank you for being out there, Lark.
All right. Yeah, thank you, Lark.
Who do we have next? I didn't hear the name. Bring him on. Okay, Dave in Nevada. Real quick here. Go ahead.
How you guys doing? just a really quick example of communitarianism. As we're talking about it, is whenever you receive some kind of notice about violation of community guidelines from YouTube or Twitter or something like that, well, there is no community. They just make up a term and they say community guidelines. Who is your community? There is no community. And so they make up this term called, there's nothing wrong with a community of people or a group of people, or there's nothing wrong with a group of people working towards a goal. That's not communitarianism.
My friend, the word has been bastardized. It's like gay. It used to mean happy and carefree. Now it means you're a pole smoker, everything's been twisted. We're being waged war against in so many ways. It's disgusting. It's disturbing.
Yeah, it's just another word for, it's basically another word for mob rule. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's communist. It's the word to it.
Yeah, it's this idea that we're all in this together. No, we're not all in this together, because there are certain things that I don't want to be a part of. So we're not all in this together.
Thank you, my friend. Dave, man, we just got a couple of minutes left here, and
go to the next caller.
Call in again some other time. We can have a little longer discussion.
Thank you,
my
friend.
One more caller behind you.
Love Nevada.
Okay, CT in Arkansas. Man, I hope he's in the Ozarks somewhere up there around Fayetteville area. How you doing, my friend?
I'm glad you said that about the gay thing. Whenever you use their words, you're playing in their agenda. When you're calling these illegals migrants, whenever you're saying spokesperson or congressperson, which Rush Limbaugh did, Fox News did. They started this over 20 years ago, and you're using the word gay for a sodomite. There's nothing gay about a homosexual. There's a lot of other examples I can give you, and you guys know that stuff.
That's true.
I actually had a girlfriend in junior high. Her name was Gay McDonald. You know, and I can guarantee you she wasn't a lesbian or a homosexual, you know, but her name was Gay, you know, because she was pretty fun to be around. I can guarantee you she wasn't a homosexual, but go ahead.
Well, if we quit using their words and quit playing on their words because you're falling into it like this whole African-American, because when I was growing up, they were black. And prior to that, they were Negroes, and now they're African-American. See what I mean? And all these so-called conservatives have gone along with the wordplay. Now they call these illegals migrants, every single one of them. They're now migrants, and that just happened in the last couple of years. So I refrain from using those politically correct words. I go with what they are, whole smoking sodomites, right?
This brings up a story. I went fishing up in Canada one time with these guys that owned a tire shop up there, and they were just a bunch of Canadian rednecks, you know, said A and everything. And we're driving along, and I saw a black person in the car, and I said, "Hey, I just saw a black guy in the car." I said, "What do you call them up here? Do you call them Afro-Canadians?" He looked at me and he goes, "No, we call them N's, you know? It's like, because, you know, there weren't many black people up there in the Great White North." And he looked at me and he says, "No, we call them N's." And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't because he hated them. It was just, you know, I said, "What do you call them, Afro-Canadians?" He said, "No, we call them blank." You know, I don't want to say the word because that'll get us cut off of whatever channels. But, you know, and, it's like, you know, is it bad if they call me a honky? Well, no, that's just kind of funny. It doesn't bother me in the least.
Or a cracker.
Actually,
I've been a cracker for a long time.
Actually, that N-word was not a derogatory word initially. It was describing the people of a region in Africa that was called Niger, which is mispronunciated. That's where it originated. It was never derogatory.
Right. Yeah. Hey, thank you for the call, my friends. A call from my former state of residence. Man, I miss the Ozark Mountains so much. Folks, Andy and I have been here with you. I will say, take care. Andy, any last words?
Last words are, thank you for letting me ride with you. This was a pleasant show. I enjoyed the heck out of it. Thanks to all the callers, and thank you, Sam.
Yep. Thank you, my friends. Thank you for being out there. We'll be back next week. I'm generally here. You know, if I'm not here, something drastic has happened. Take care out there.
Sit there for days and vegetate. I access my email, read all my spam. I'm an analog man.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.